You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We got this money. What do we do?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's your home for major championship golf coverage in the ATL, guys. The Open Championship's currently underway. It will be at Royal Portrush. And by the way, we've got all the scores, all the storylines, and the update's going to be brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course. Golf open to everyone and by Twin Peaks Food, Drinks, and Scenic Views.
Nice. I get the odds for you on the British Open coming up in Guy Talk. Also, a very special Guy Talk today. A very special thing happened last night in Buckhead. We had the All-Star Game.
Yeah.
Obviously, we got SEC Media Days. The Stanley Cup was making its way around the town. We'll explain why that was going down coming up.
All right. Before we hear Kalen DeBoer with the morning shift, I got to mention this. And again, if you're going baseball, what are you doing? Why are we not doing this? Mike, the ABS Challenge was in effect last night for the All-Star Game.
Right.
This allows players, right, catcher, pitcher, or hitter, to basically challenge a pitch. And we saw this early on in the game. With Manny Machado. And I'm just telling you guys, when the next CBA is done, this is when this is going to come to life. No, they've been doing this in the minors and trying to perfect it for a while.
In the stadium, because, you know, not every fan who's at the All-Star game knows that this is coming down the pike. So when that happened and you got the challenge, a lot of fans are going, well, screw the umpire. Why don't we just have that after every pitch on the big screen, just like in tennis. They get that Cyclops technology. You know if the ball's in or out, like in a millisecond.
Yeah.
Same thing. Why do you even need the umpire? Just have that on the screen. Boom. There you go. Strike. Instant. So, and the technology exists. But anyway, last night at Carl's Point, we had a couple where they were just literally in or just out of the zone, a couple where the catcher actually challenged. But it was kind of interesting because it was like, okay, that's something, yes, let's just get it right. And I don't care about the egos that get bruised by the umpires. Fans, the human element is a crock. Don't want to hear that nonsense anymore. Let's get it right.
The only thing that they've got to come to a conclusion on is how many challenges a team's going to have.
Because they'll slow the game down a little bit.
And when you get to use them. Like, you can use, if it's three challenges, Mike, you're not using those early right. If you have a situation late. That is something that's coming in baseball, but I thought it was cool that they showcased it at the major league level last night. We've seen it in the minor leagues.
Oh, you know the umps don't like it. You know the umps are not liking that
one
bit.
Because it says you're wrong.
Right.
That's basically, I mean, it's not going to be wrong all the time.
But again,
more times than not.
By getting guys in the box and speeding up the pace of the game, the next logical step is don't have an umpire behind the dish.
Yeah.
You simply, everything will be replayed. Now, look, you want to have the human element? Sure. The umpire can have an ear, as we said, earpiece. Beep, beep. Okay, that's a ball. Beep, that's a strike. And he can signal it. And if you need that, if you need a big guy, you know, make an extra. What's the per diem for umpires? $200 a night?
It's a lot more than that.
I don't, you don't watch that. You know guys, those guys are eating good.
Yeah, these guys get paid. Hey, man, we're live at SEC Media Days, Alabama. Alabama.
Why do you hate Alabama so much?
Look, I think they're going to be good this year, all right? You can't lose four games like you did last year, though.
But isn't that interesting what Cole said? That basically you had guys, it was like
selfish.
The teacher was out, the substitute's in, so everybody's running amok and doing their own thing.
Selfish. So, yeah, and you saw it in their play. He's right. But DeBoer stopped by the morning shift. They asked him about Michael Penix and his relationship with Michael Penix. We want you to take a listen.
There's a lot of players that are super special to you, but because of his journey and what we accomplished together and his faith and confidence to come up to Washington at the time when, you know, maybe staying close to home and, you know, the career kind of going a certain direction at that point just meant so much. And so, yeah, he actually came over a couple weeks ago, spent the night at the house, and you know, we had dinner with a bunch of the others that he knows well that came down from Washington too. So I'm super excited about what this next year is for him. You know, when he gets comfortable and familiar with an offense, those tools that he has will take over. And so I'm excited for this next round.
Yeah, I myself am an Indiana alum, so I remember watching the early days of Mike, and then now to see him here as QB1 with the Falcons, it's a pretty wild ride. Awesome. It is Coach Kalen DeBoer, head coach for Alabama, joining us here on the morning shift. What was new for you last year at Alabama that maybe you don't have to worry about this year that lets you really dial in and focus on just making this season the best it can be?
I can't say that. I mean, yeah, you're in a different conference. You're going to different stadiums, many that I had never been to before. Yeah, familiarity with the community and all that. But I think year one is year one at it's going to be logistics. There's going to be things that you just got to work through and figure out, and new staff coming together, and players that you don't know, and personnel, and things that guys do really well that you thought they could do well and they don't, and vice versa. But yeah, I think a lot of it is just always evolving, and so that's where we're in. That's the mindset we're in, and you're always going to adjust no matter what. But from year one to year two, there needs to be that big jump.
Kalen DeBoer joining us, Alabama head coach, here on the morning shift, Sports Radio 99 on the Game, live at SEC Media Days. All right, you guys, Jalen Milroe goes to NFL. You know, he's out in Seattle, and you got a quarterback battle brewing, right? I mean, it's Ty Simpson. I mean, Austin Mack, might one of those, Keelan Russell. How's that going to shape up for you guys, and who's kind of the front runner right now as we stand to enter fall camp?
Yeah, at the end of the spring, I know we made an announcement publicly. So, you know, a lot of people, and justifiably so, if we played today, you know, Ty Simpson would be our quarterback. And he had a really nice spring. So did the other guys. You can see their growth. They're getting these really meaningful reps. And, you know, you want it for every guy, you know. And in Ty's case, you want it because he's really stayed the course here. He's stayed through going into year four now. You know, he's got relationships with the players, but so do the other guys. He's got the tools, but so do the other guys. And so it's just a matter of being consistent, letting his play, you know, just being him and going out there and doing his thing. Always, you know, trying to be better the next day. And he's done that. And so I'm excited to get into fall camp here and you know, let him roll. Let him get after it.
Coach, they're wrapping us up, so I know we got to get you out of here. But real quick, rapid fire, are you a 5'11 guy? In the playoff or in a nine-game schedule?
I got you. I thought we were talking height or something like that. I'm like, gosh, I'm at least 6 foot.
No, you're trust me, I'm under 5'11". I know when you're over 6 foot.
I think it's about trying to get as many. I mean, you want all the best teams in the playoff, right? And so how do you accomplish that? You know, you want to reward the teams that do win championships, conference championships. And so, I tend to lean that way. But – I can't say that I'm standing on the table. I want to continue to be educated on what's best for college football. But also, I think what's best for college football is figure out how to get the best teams in the playoff every single year. So is that what you think?
Yeah.
How we get the best
teams? Yeah, exactly. Okay. I don't think any conference should have a set number.
Sure.
I think, you know, you get the best teams in that played that year, and doesn't matter what conference they're in.
I mean, it might help you out if you had that, if you're a certain conference. But some years it might not. You know, you might not have deserved it, and so or got too many. You know,
agreed.
So you know, so yeah, just to get the best teams in there, give the teams that have a good resume and have accomplished a lot of great things throughout the course season, and let them go ball out in the playoffs.
That is Kalen DeBoer, Alabama's head football coach, with the morning shift. It's Dukes and Bell. We are live at SEC Media Days. Hanging out, and we're going to get a chance to chop it up with a bunch of other players along the way here between now and 6. Miss State was here today. Again, Billy Napier and his crew. And OU, that's Brent Venables, today for SEC Media Days. Tomorrow, things wrap up. As far as Kalen DeBoer, you know, look, for me, I've been talking about this all week. I think Brian Kelly, say what you want, cannot have a slip-up season this year and is going to be able to survive.
Right.
But I also think, and I'm not going to tell you Kalen DeBoer will get fired from Alabama, but lose four games again, and let's see what this looks like. And let's see what Alabama fans are saying about Kalen DeBoer. Was this the right choice? He has to show that he has a grasp on things. Year one, you give him a little leeway. But year two, I don't think he gets that, Mike. And look, last year you missed the college football playoff. You guys know this. That is the standard, right? And especially now that you've expanded the college football playoff, this isn't four teams anymore. So you're telling me Alabama is not one of the best 12 teams in the country? It's going to be a problem.
Well, the other thing is, you know, we talked yesterday about, I mentioned that Florida State, they're actually top 15 in some recruiting services. Alabama's just right now, and I'm looking at rivals, and again, it varies from site to site. For the 26 class, Kalen DeBoer's crew is 18. Now, as we heard with Cole Kublik, if you've got a bunch of guys, you might not need as many players if you're locked in as far as your cycle, as far as underclassmen. But that's something that's interesting because you've been accustomed, we always say, Alabama fans feel it's a freaking birthright.
That's right.
That they're going to be, you know, in the Final Four, or for lack of a better word, they're going to be in the championship. And now all of a sudden, you had a team that looked nothing like a Nick Saban team.
No.
I mean, even Nick Saban's team that lost to Monroe didn't look like Kalen DeBoer's team.
No.
But that's what makes it so frustrating for Georgia fans. Carson Beck, you know, you go in there, that's a game you should have won. You know, maybe a better seeding. I don't know how it would have played out in a parallel universe, because certainly Notre Dame had your number. But either way, that did contribute to what happened to you.
It did. 404-726-0929. You guys can let us know what you think. More from SEC Media Days coming up. More about our experience with the All-Star Game. Your experience as well. Guys, text us. 404-726-0929. And follow us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Our man Randy Mack hit us up on social media. He tagged his boy Andy and said, because Dukes and Bell are starting blank at SEC Media Days, we're going to have to show up like this for work tomorrow. And it's a gang with the back and a guy is walking down the street.
No, we're just saying, look, like this dude over here, these guys, Shimon 3, these guys got their stuff together. They do a nice show. They know what they're talking about. I mean, they look like they could be like a modern-day Crockett and Tubbs over here, not like the Hammond Eggers from some of these other stations, where literally it's like, I tell you what, I don't have a feeling for this quarterback battle. It's you've got to have Carl. You've got two quarterbacks. Well, you know, you don't have one.
You don't have one.
I mean, that's the crap you hear down the street.
You do.
But I mean, these guys, they say, okay, you're okay. You get the Dukes and Bell bounce.
No, I
these
totally
cats
agree.
On three know what's going on.
Look, I will tell you this: from when I first started coming to SEC Media Days, which was legitimate, credentialed media, I walked to the back today, and it just tells you how far things have come. There was a guy literally setting up like one camera for himself, and he goes, "Mom, are we on?" I heard him say that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mom, is it working? I was like, are you serious right now?
It is time now for Razorback from the basement of my mom's house.com. In so, 3, 2, 1.
I'm just telling you that this is what's going on. All right, we're coming back.
Well, at least we're not in Hoover, Alabama, where some jackleg would come right over to us and go, you know what, Coach Saban's coming over here. He's going to sign my baby's head.
You know, look.
I don't miss that.
Well, I kept walking until he said, push the button I told you to push. We're coming back. It's Dukes and Bell.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.